This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. On Thursday, March 28th, Arkansas State University will host the Neil Griffin College of Business Women's Leadership Business Conference at Centennial Hall and the Carl R. Ring Student Union. Telling us about the annual conference is Dr. Patricia Robertson. She's a department chair of the Department of Economics and Finance and professor of business law. She's also the faculty coordinator for Women's Business Leadership Center at Arkansas State, and she tells about the conference.
Last year, we had a total of about 700 people come to the conference. We hope it'll be bigger this year. And we have students ranging from juniors in high school through graduate school coming. We also have a lot of business people throughout Arkansas and beyond who will be coming to this conference, and there's a lot of excitement this year.
So tell us about the theme of the conference, if you don't mind, please.
Okay. Yes, the theme is basically encouragement and promotion of women in careers and business, and encouragement of women to attend and complete college. And so we don't have an official theme. It's the Women's Business Leadership Conference. And so primarily it's about leadership, about encouragement, and about celebration of women in business.
Right. And so I know, especially with women that are students here, young women that are going to go in, talking about some issues and things that they may be facing in the workforce. It's important for them to think about.
Certainly. Certainly. We will be hearing experiences of a lot of great women who have been where our students are now. And that will be excellent to hear how they've persevered through various challenges, how they got their first job. We're going to have one panel about how to do that. Some of our young alums will be back to talk about to our students about, you know, how they got their first job, give some encouraging words, give some pieces of advice. That's going to be excellent. We have speakers talking about financial matters. We have speakers talking about empowerment, about making changes, about social media. All kinds of different things that'll be going on.
So if you don't mind, who are going to be some of the speakers? Do you have that information and kind of break down the conference?
Sure. So check-in is 8:30 to 9:30, and I encourage you to get here early just because it's easier to park if you're coming from off campus. And we will send out to registrants information about parking and where you can park, and that will make it easy. So at 9:30, we'll start off with Dr. Jane McBride-Gates, who is the Provost and Senior Vice President for Academic and Student Affairs at Connecticut State Colleges and Universities. She's an A-State alum. We'll also have Courtney Rowe, Vice President of Corporate Communications at National Geographic. Then we'll have Colonel Shelley Woodard Schools, Chief Trial Judge at the United States Air Force, and Angela Taylor, Software Engineer at Google. And those, it's a big variety of women who have been successful and who have good stories to tell. And those will all be in Centennial Hall between 9:30 and about noon. We'll also, during that time, give some scholarship awards and have some other great announcements. After that, we'll have lunch. And all of this is free, by the way, including the lunch. And so we'll have breakout lunch sessions in several different rooms. And so we'll have lunch sessions that deal with things like a finance for women session presented by Susan Naylor and Amy Spencer, social media, how to stand out from all the cute puppies presented by Lacey Vance from Hounds Hideaway. We'll have a speaker for Women's History Month. Dr. Charisse Jones-Branch will talk about Mame Stuart Josenberger, who was a businesswoman, activist, and internationalist. She lived from 1890 to 1964, and that will be really good. We'll also have If It Doesn't Challenge You, It Won't Change You by Rose Hankins, the president and CEO at Twisted Foods. And Whitney Burgess will speak also about empowerment, leading with we. And so we're going to have a lot of different things that you can choose. So if you register, you can choose your lunch session that you attend. And all of this is completely free.
Right. And so and it's going to be held where?
You will check in at Centennial Hall, which is on the third floor of the Student Union, the Ring Student Union. And there's parking right at the Student Union if you get here early. And all of the sessions for lunch, we'll be in breakout rooms right around Centennial Hall. So we'll make sure you find your correct room for that as well.
How long is this Women's Business Conference taking place?
This is our fifth year. And so we started it as a small conference, I think the first year we had about 200 people, and it's grown every year since. We're really, really proud of it. What grew out of this conference that was really cool is the second year of our conference, we had Dr. Kathy White Lloyd come and be a keynote. And she's an alum who has been very successful in the business world in IT, and she was on the board of directors of Mattel. She came to be keynote and saw the enthusiasm of our students and our faculty and decided to move here as a full-time volunteer, and she started the Women's Business Leadership Center as a result of the second conference we had, and now we're here on our fifth one.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And to see it continue to grow, and it seems like this kind of conference is definitely needed for today.
Women, there are a lot of things that are still showing that women do well in college. If they attend, Arkansas still has a lower rate of college attendance by women than most other states. So we would like more women to go to college. Arkansas has a lower rate of women-owned businesses as well, which we would like to improve. But also, it is important because we see a lot of very brilliant young women go into the workforce and do great, but very few of them are becoming CEOs still. There are still not enough women in Congress, in politics, in leadership of business, on boards of directors. And studies are showing that, you know, boards of directors are more successful if they have diversity. And so we are hoping to promote some diversity in the corporate world and in the world in general, and also encourage the women that we see to take chances to overcome any barriers that they might see and do great things.
Absolutely. And I have a teenage daughter. And so I know that it's important for not only the college thing, but I know there's been a movement to be able to get more teenage girls interested in like the STEM yes. fields and all that, because we need them there as well.
Correct. And that's one reason why we made a real effort to get someone who's a software engineer at Google to come to talk about her journey. She's a younger speaker, and to talk about, you know, and encourage students to do that. I think that's extremely important, and women have had some great successes in that field, but we do need more women to enter that field.
It just makes everything better.
Yes, it does.
To be able to do that.
Yes,
very good. Before I let you go, anything else you'd like to add about this, please?
I just want to encourage people to come and support this. You'll be encouraged and excited. At the end of the day, you'll be so glad you came. If you've never been before, I guarantee you'll want to come back year after year once you've been to this event. So you can register at www.astate.edu/WBLC and click on the conference information, or certainly feel free to reach out to any of us in the College of Business and at A-State, and we can certainly help you with that.
Dr. Patricia Robertson is the department chair of the Department of Economics and Finance, and also is a professor of business law. She's also the faculty coordinator for the Women's Business Leadership Center at Arkansas State. The annual Women's Leadership Business Conference takes place on Thursday, March 28th at Arkansas State University. You can still register for this free conference. More information is on our website at kasu.org. And for A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.